This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With all the cold weather we have been experiencing recently and many of us being very sensible and wearing hats, this week I wanted to ask you, Elizabeth, about the sort of scalp conditions you tend to see people coming into the pharmacy with. And I suppose dandruff is one of the more common ones?
Yes, you're right, Toby. I know that most people either experience dandruff themselves or know someone maybe in the family that does. We're talking about small white or grey flakes that are loosely attached to the scalp. It can be itchy, but you don't tend to have hair loss with it. It's also not contagious. In other words, you don't catch it from someone else. Now, to treat dandruff, we have a few different preparations: zinc pyrithione, selenium sulfide, ketoconazole, coal tar with salicylic acid, and that's quite a list. But what I'm saying is, let's ask the pharmacist, yes, go into your pharmacy and ask if you've got a problem with dandruff.
So can you get psoriasis of the scalp then?
Yes, it tends to be red and flaky, Toby, with crusty and sore patches of skin, and that's usually covered with silvery scales. Now, there are various treatments for that: steroids, vitamin D analogues, and coal tar. Now, this condition would definitely normally be treated by your own GP.
And I'm sure one that we would all like to ask, what about hair loss, Elizabeth?
Yes, it's estimated we probably lose about 50 to 100 hairs a day naturally. I mean, if you look at your hairbrush or in the shower, normally we lose our hair as we get older, but of course there can be many reasons for hair loss. Now, it's not usually something to be worried about, but occasionally it can be a sign of a medical condition. Now, some types of hair loss are permanent, like male and female pattern baldness. Now, this type of hair loss usually runs in the family, so you can blame your genes. Other types of hair loss may be temporary. They can be caused by, for example, alopecia. And that's bald spots on the scalp and can be in other areas of the body. We really don't know an awful lot about alopecia. But obviously, you can get a temporary hair loss, say, if you've had a severe illness. Maybe you're under a lot of stress. Clearly, with cancer treatments, chemotherapy can cause hair loss. Weight loss itself can possibly cause that. Iron deficiency. Now, that's a good idea to check with your GP if you are suffering unexplained hair loss, so you don't have an apparent explanation.
Finally, Elizabeth, is there anything you can rub into your scalp to help hair growth?
Yes, there is a product called minoxidil. Now, that encourages hair to grow. Funnily enough, it was being tested as a blood pressure tablet. And eventually, some years later, tests revealed that it did encourage hair growth. There are lots of do's and don'ts with this product. And people on blood pressure medication or those with skin problems on the scalp are just two of the contraindications. You do have to use it all the time, Toby, and there can be a period where the hair loss actually gets worse before getting better. So please ask for advice if you're going to use this product.
Well, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, what's that website address where they can go and find you?
All the W's, ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.